Twin Trouble, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Bernard Cribbins.
"We've got something wonderful to tell you, Connie," said Mum. "You're going to be so thrilled," said Dad. Connie blinked at them both. Their faces were pink. Their eyes were shining. They weren't teasing. "What? What, Mum? What, Dad? Tell me," said Connie. "Can't you guess?" said Mum. "It's what we've always wanted," said Dad. Connie's heart started thumping inside her T-shirt. "Oh, Mum! Oh, Dad! Are we going to Disneyland?" she said. Mum and Dad blinked back at her. "What?" said Mum. "Oh, Connie, this is better than a trip to Disneyland." "Better than seeing Mickey Mouse?" said Connie, doubtfully. "Mickey Mouse is only pretend. This is real," said Dad. "Am I getting a real mouse?" said Connie, perking up. "Can I have a white one, please, and a black one too, and then they could maybe have babies, and they might come out in black and white stripes like very weeny zebras." "Do stop burbling, Connie," said Dad. "We're not talking about mice having babies. It's Mum."
"Mum?" said Connie. "Mum's having baby mice?"
"Oh, Connie," said Mum, "I'm having baby babies."
"Baby babies?" said Connie.
She didn't just sound doubtful now, she looked it too. "Don't look so worried," said Mum, laughing. "I'm not having lots and lots, just two. Twins." "Isn't it marvellous?" said Dad. And he gave Connie a little nudge so that she'd say yes. Connie didn't say anything. She was thinking. She wasn't sure she liked babies very much. Connie's best friend, Karen, had a baby sister called Susie. Susie looked sweet enough, but when Connie had picked her up to give her a cuddle, Susie had been sick all down the front of Connie's best teddy bear jumper.